The Fresno Philharmonic presents the live stream premiere of its first 2021 Digital Masterworks concert this Saturday, January 16th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. This free online event will be available on the Fresno Philharmonic's webpage at fresnophil.org and on the Fresno Philharmonic's YouTube page. And here to discuss it with us is President and CEO of the Fresno Philharmonic, Stephen Wilson. Stephen, thank you for joining us.
It's great to be with you here, David. Thank you.
So, 2020 behind us, but the challenges of putting on concert is not done. And Fresno Philharmonic have been working very, very hard to adapt to the constraints of our age and adapt to digital technologies and recording and more to put together an exciting music program for this Saturday. How's this all come together?
Well, as you say, adaptability is the watchword in the arts since the coronavirus pandemic hit in March of 2020. Obviously, because of the pandemic, the Fresno Philharmonic has been unable to perform before a live audience. And so our planning, very rapidly shifted in the direction of digital presentation, as that's been the case with many symphony orchestras. And so we managed to get Ray Hatoda and our musicians into the recording studio in December to record several pieces, which we are then releasing starting this Saturday as our digital masterwork series. We have planned that we will do 4 video releases in the series on a monthly basis, January through April. And so we're very excited to be premiering this first digital concert for the Fresno Philharmonic this Saturday.
Well, and I know the listening public will be very excited to hear it. Did you have to limit the number of musicians? Because I know in recording it that you abided by social distancing guidelines, including masking and things like that. So how did you deal with those constraints?
Yeah. I mean, it was quite an experience. We over several months, developed a set of COVID procedures that we worked out, certainly looking at procedures that have been developed in the music industry since COVID-19 hit, in very close cooperation with our musicians union to figure out how to create a safe workspace for performing with an ensemble of live musicians. As you mentioned, that involved social distancing on the performing stage, masking. And in the case of wind and brass players who can't really play with a mask on, we developed a COVID testing protocol for those players and also screening protocols and a wide variety of other things to create a safe workspace. But as you indicated, because of the need to maintain social distancing on stage, that did limit the number of performers that we could fit on stage. We did the recording sessions in the Chagoyan Hall on the Clovis North High School campus. And so we worked out with our amazing stage manager, who's also the director of Chagoyan Hall, Vincent Keenan, figuring out exactly how many players we could fit on stage with different instrumentations. And so that was a big part of coming up with the programming then, so that it would fit those instrument that size instrumental ensemble.
Absolutely. I remember having a similar discussion with Barry Douglas last year, talking about how he was able to stage some things with Camerata Ireland and saying that with all the distancing and everything, they had to trim some instrumentation and they just barely fit on the stage. So a whole lot of hurdles to jump through. Well, let's talk a little bit about the musical program for Saturday's concert.
Right. So the ensembles that we used to record the Saturday's concert, they ranged from about 15 musicians up to about 24 musicians, I think was the largest group, and all conducted by our wonderful music director, Ray Hatoda. So the program for this Saturday, it's called Intersections of Past and Present. It opens with a wonderful fanfare written by Adolphus Hale Stork, the great African-American composer. Adolphus visited Fresno last season when we performed a work of his back in November.
That's and right, so, for Veterans Day.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we did the his piece "To Those Who Serve." So we were very pleased to open our new digital series with Adolphus's "An American Fanfare," which is a terrific work. Actually, a through line through this whole digital series is we have works by contemporary African American composers on each of the four programs.
Oh, excellent.
And so that's sort of a theme that runs throughout the whole series. So like I said, we started with our good friend Adolphus Hale Stork. And then the remaining two pieces on the program, which really tie very directly to the title "Intersections of Past and Present," we're doing William Bolcom's Commedia for Almost 18th Century Orchestra, and then Franz Joseph Haydn's Symphony No. 44 in E minor. The Bolcom piece is like a pastiche of a Haydn symphony or Mozart or Beethoven symphony. It has all these really witty, humorous references to classical era music, but also mixed with, if you're familiar with Bolcom's music, mixed in with modernism and jazz and all kinds of things. It, as the title suggests, Commedia, it's a very funny, witty piece, which sort of, you know, really sets up very well then the performance of the actual classical era symphony by Haydn.
I got to be honest, I'm not familiar with Bolcom. What, for someone who doesn't know anything about Bolcom, Bolcom?
Yeah, William Bolcom, he's still an American composer, still living. I believe he's now probably in his late 80s. I don't have his birth date in front of me. He's a very interesting figure, very American composer, in that the kind of hallmark of his music is eclecticism, you know, blending both modernist idiom with popular music, drawing from a lot of different sources. I guess one of the major works that he's known for is an opera, "A Wedding," which was based on the scenario comes from the Robert Altman film from the 70s. He's just composed a wide range of works for both instrumental ensembles, like an opera chorus, and he's a real American original in this sort of kind of grab bag style that he uses, but then unites all these very disparate elements in a very clever way. He's one of my favorite composers, and Ray was, I think, very excited to kind of use the opportunity, which is unusual for us, to basically be performing with a chamber orchestra size ensemble. And so that opened up a new, whole new realm of pieces that we wouldn't normally perform in Saroyan. So we wanted to certainly kind of take advantage of the constraints that we were under and try to do it in a creative way.
Well, that's excellent. Well, and that's what artists do. Constraint drives creativity and innovation. So yeah. What a wonderful way to embrace the constraints and find a way to do something fun and new.
Yeah, and I think that's what people who say are regular attenders of the Fresno Philharmonic, I think will find in this digital series, definitely a new experience, as we were just saying, new repertoire that we wouldn't normally perform on our regular concert series, but also too, a new look at the Philharmonic, in that you get to see musicians in close-up, you get to really see who's playing that that particular line and everything. So I think in a lot of ways it will just give our audience a new look at the Philharmonic, quite different from the experience of seeing us perform in our normal circumstances in Saroyan.
Yeah, it's fun to see and experience it in a new way. What should listeners know about the Haydn piece?
It's a piece that like so many of Haydn's symphonies, traverses just a wide emotional range in a relatively short time span. It has the subtitle Mourning Symphony. I know there's a funeral reference to the Adagio, to the slow movement. It was supposed to be played at Haydn's funeral or something like that. But again, like I think Haydn's genius is that with such economy of means, he moves through such a broad emotional palette in his music. Just his symphonies are all just a complete delight to listen to.
Well, excellent. Well, I'm sure it will be a delight. And speaking of listening and viewing, how does somebody get to watch this event?
Well, as we said, the premiere of this first release is this Saturday at 5:30 p.m. It can be viewed either on our website or directly on YouTube. If you go to our website, it's very visible there. You just click to the event page on our website, and the video viewer will be embedded on that page, and so they can watch it there. Or if viewers go to YouTube and just search Fresno Philharmonic, that they will find our YouTube channel on YouTube, and the video is very prominently displayed there. One nice feature, if viewers are so inclined, if they want to view it on YouTube directly, there will also be a chat function, so viewers can chat with us during the performance. Ray Hatoda, members of the staff, I'm sure members of musicians from the Philharmonic will also be online on chat. So it'll be a chance to interact with us and with other patrons during the performance directly on if they're viewing it on YouTube.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I was recently attended an NPR event where chat was open, and the ability to chat with NPR hosts I know and connect with listeners across the country was super fun. Well, that would a great way to engage with the audience.
And of course, it goes without saying, you can applaud whenever you want to. You can unwrap loud candy wrappers. You don't have to be dressed. You can dress any way you want. It's there are a lot of there will probably be a lot of things people find that they enjoy about watching concerts online. Another thing I should mention as well is that in case anyone misses the premiere on Saturday, the video will then be available both on YouTube and our website for on-demand viewing after Saturday, and it certainly should be available through the end of June. That we're going to keep these up through the whole what would be the whole season.
Excellent. Well, it sounds terrific. So it's this Saturday, January 16th, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time at the Fresno Philharmonic website or on YouTube. Search for Fresno Philharmonic, and you'll be able to see the 2021 premiere of the Fresno Philharmonic's Digital Masterworks series. This concert featuring music of Adolphus Hale Storck, William Bolcom, and Franz Joseph Haydn, and members of the Fresno Philharmonic, conducted by the endlessly energetic and inspiring music director, Maestro Ray Hatoda. Stephen Wilson, thanks so much for joining us today. Great to hear about this.
Thanks, David. Great talking to you.